Okay, post-game wrap, and the Giants start the homestand. Don't go down, Kite, please.
I'm okay.
Okay.
It's Friday, full moon. Things could happen.
We start the wrap. I thought you were going down.
No, I'm...
Celebrating a Giants win?
No, I just saw Janice out.
Yeah, uh-huh.
In her first words, when we walked into the broadcast booth in Oakland,
yeah,
I sprayed for urine.
Yeah, this is the first time we've seen her since we were over there. That's what she told you.
There were three possums, John, in our booth 12 hours before we walked into it in Oakland on Sunday. Thanks
Folks,
for making me work.
Kipe does not do rats and he does not do possums. Just so everybody knows.
I don't do critters. And as soon as I saw Janice, I thought of that. So anyway.
Yeah, you're still a little staggered
I'm still ticked about the whole thing. I really am.
Awful. It's good to be home.
Anyway.
There's no opossums in here.
A nice win.
Yeah, on a full moon Friday night, despite getting situations where guys forgot how many outs and what the count were and getting picked off, they overcame all that.
Oh, there was some weirdness out there tonight.
There was weirdness. It's full moon Friday. It never fails.
And it was one of those games, you know, I don't know how many of them we've had this year where it's going along and you're thinking, oh, no. Those chances they had early, is that going to cost them? The bullpen's been scuffling here lately, and I give Alex Young, I'm at Brebbia too, but I give Alex Young and Camilo Doval a lot of credit for helping get the Giants to the finish line. That is not, we don't take that for granted these last few weeks. It hasn't been easy.
Well, Alex Young, I mean, he did the unforgivable. He walked a guy over to third with one out, and then he pitches out of it. He strikes out a right-hander, then he gets the out to finish the inning. That was the game.
Plus, he had a couple of counts where he had to throw a strike.
Had to.
And he did. So, yeah, good for him. He was one of the stars of this game.
He really was. How many times has Gabe Kapler said it to us? Not killing his own guys, but just saying, look, we need somebody. There's opportunity. Who wants to step into the void and give us some good performance?
Yeah.
He's going to give a chance. There you go. Thomas Zupacki gets called up. He gets thrown right in there tonight.
Yeah, right in the fray.
Everybody's going to get a chance. So
that was a nice win.
It was.
I kept thinking he had some, you know, some bad memories the last time he was on that mound. Right away, the first guy hits a home run, at which point he allowed more home runs than he'd gotten outs off that mound. So, but he ended up, I mean, the next guy gets a hit, but then he finished on a high note. So.
Yeah.
I think that was nice. Nice to see. He's got good stuff.
He was a little geeked up tonight. But, he ended on a strikeout. It was impressive.
He'll get another chance.
Yes, he will.
He will.
And you think Longoria's going to be okay? Because they keep telling him, don't run hard. Don't. But what's he going to do? It's a big run?
Well, I'm convinced he slid into home because he – didn't really want to put on the brakes and
couldn't
stop.
Put on the brakes. Let's belly flop. That's the only way to get stopped.
Yeah, well, let's go back to it. Where's he from? Long Beach State. What is their man? They're the dirt bags. So Longoria's used to getting dirty. He's a DH. He has one chance to get dirty. That's sliding into home with no throw. I love that.
That's good.
Well, I hope when he wakes up in the morning, he can walk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He did pick it up a little bit around second.
He did.
Kind of had to.
He did.
It was a big run.
It was. And a nice Giants win. We'll pick some players right after this.
How about the belt is here?
Okay, we're going to pick players. It's the post-game wrap. And Mike Kruko, you get to go first tonight.
Okay, then I'm going to take Carlos Rodon. They needed a stop job. And he came out there, gave him a strong six innings. And this curveball he's coming up with is just such a unique pitch. And he got a big strikeout with it tonight. Who was the guy he got? He was a right-handed hitter. But it was, you know, when you are so known for your stuff, and the guys, the hard throwers in the league, every hitter knows his stuff. It's fastball slider. I mean, you spit on the curveball, change it because you're not thinking about him. But when he flops a curveball over, it's so good that he doesn't have to have pinpoint control with it. He threw that thing right in the middle of the strike zone. And the hitter, the right-hander,
yeah, Chavis, maybe?
Chavis. Yeah. Chavis is the guy. And he's been hot. He was so far out front of that curveball, he missed it by a foot. That's just a great pitch. I mean, I thought, you know, he did a lot of good things tonight. That was I thought that was very cool because he's going to start throwing more of it. And the changeup. If you look at it, and the percentage of how he uses those pitches every day, every time he goes back out there, they're starting to creep up. And that's his future. And he was really good tonight. They needed a stop job. He got it. Carlos Rodon is my guy.
11th win of the year. He's having a great year.
Great year.
Good pick.
Yeah, good pick. I'll take Mike Yastrzemski. Look, his one hit probably should have been caught by Reynolds, but he also had a hit taken away from him in his last at bat that would have knocked in a few runs. And plus, he hit the home run. So I'll take Yaz.
He had really good at bats all night long.
He did.
He's gotten hot again. It's nice to see.
Yep, it is nice to see.
Good pick. Okay, well, I'll take Alex Young. We talked about him already, but he got the two biggest outs of the game, I thought. And look, he gave the Giants 2 1/3 innings down in San Diego, so he can give you a little length. He used to be a starter. He's got the full repertoire. I mean, I always like that, a guy coming out of the bullpen. If something's not working, you got somewhere else to go. And seems to me he's comfortable against right-handers too. Like he's not just a left-on-left guy. He can go get a righty. So.
He's settling in.
He gets the rap save.
Rap save.
Raps.
You get the rap save.
Yeah. He's going to be
much
so
coveted.
Thrilled.
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
The rap
Take
save.
That to arbitration.
Yeah, but I had 10 rap saves.
Careful, we'll be invited to the
you don't want to be there. You don't. That's my guy. John, who you got?
Good pick.
Well, I'm going with Luis Gonzalez because they had the one run home in the second inning, and he hit the fly ball and got that second run home, which was very big. But then 4-3, the offense has been dormant for several innings, and Longoria gets the walk, and then Gonzalez snaps out of a long offer and hits a gapper. And I thought that was a pretty good at-bat. So maybe he's got it back now because that was a good fastball away, and he just went with it and hit it into the left center field gap. And Longoria kind of did the heavy lifting there and scored from first base. But I thought those were both big RBIs for Gonzalez.
Well, he saw that fastball on a 2-0 count, swung through it. So they come back to him again in that 3-2 pitch, and he goes the opposite gap. That was a beautiful swing. He's doing that. He's got a good swing coming. Good pick.
Right. They need him. Good pick. And honorable mention, I just want to say, Camilo Doval right now.
Is that a DC pick?
DC, you want to take Doval?
Yep.
That stuff.
Great job, DC. You are all over it.
Wow, where did you come up with that one?
Wow.
His son Dylan tried to kick him out of his chair today. Dylan wanted to produce the game today.
Not surprised by Dylan about anything that Dylan does.
There was a lot of sentiment in the booth for him to be able to do it, too.
The next DC. Anyway, Camilo Doval. I just wanted to acknowledge his stuff right now. It's awesome.
Good pick.
Let's okay, what's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Tomorrow's going to be fun. It's the reunion day. The 2012ers will be back. We get to relive that great championship team. And then the Giants give the ball to Logan Webb. Goes up against a former Giant, Tyler Beede, Saturday night. Weather forecast is great. Should be a super fun day.
I have a request.
You do?
From my son, Cole.
Okay.
He thinks that before you take the microphone tomorrow on the field, you do the Gangnam Style dance.
Tell Cole I'll really think that, about
that. Here's the picture from
that
2012.
That was 2012. It was. That was the year.
So,
well, you know what your answer would be? Well, I'll do it if John comes down there with me.
Yeah, exactly. I never did it alone.
You know what? I never realized John was that nimble until that day.
Quick feet,
he
man.
Did that dance.
Quick feet.
He was picking him up and laying him down. It was awesome.
It was sweeping the world. Everybody, you couldn't help it. I had nothing to do with it. My body just did it.
It was the best.
Sorry, no choice.
And it's...
That was fun. It was fun.
I remember you came up to Mike and I were like, John wants to do the dance.
Yeah.
And I was like, he does?
In front of a million people.
Literally.
Off and rolling. It was the best.
It was one thing to do it here in the booth. There were about 20 people in front of us. We did it for fun that year. But
anyway, that's just a request, Dave. You don't have to do it. But
Cole wants me to do it.
You know, we've all heard of Dancing with Stars, right?
Uh-huh.
That dance that you guys did?
Yeah.
That was dancing at bars. It's the greatest two-man act I ever saw.
Oh, couldn't
it
be.
It was a hit.
It was a big hit. It was.
Oh, my goodness. Memories.
Great memories.
What was that dance even called?
Gangnam Style.
Well, that's the name of the song.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the dance.
Wolf on Gangnam Style.
Wait a minute. Dave can't help himself when he hears
that. Oh, oh, I don't know. He's up. I see some feet.
Look at him
moving.
Go. Those are good memories.
They are great memories.
What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers and the legendary Ford F-150. Visit buyfordnow.com to find your new truck. All right, we'll have highlights right after this.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.